Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
This is Justin from Australia. When I'm out wrestling crocodiles and punching the fuck out of kangaroos, I'm listening to the DJ New South Show.
Style show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is good punching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Hey, Donna! Did you start the coffee yet?
Yes, welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right, it's the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be, and the station and the talk shows and the things and whatever, and the band and the country and the flames. Rammstein! Lots of screams, lots of anger. Beautiful. Thank you once again for tuning into this show that we call the DJ New Style Show. And when I say we, I mean me, Ken, your buddy, your pal, and also a bald man named Frank. Is it? Is it called? Is your name Frank?
Yes.
Yes.
The wave,
the wave of you, by the way, have you all caught on to the fact that Frank is playing Guitar Hero now? Every time he suggests a slightly modern song for the intro, it's a good bet that it's from Guitar Hero or Rock Band. One of the two.
No doubt. No doubt. Pixies rule, man.
Yeah, Pixies rule. Too bad you missed out on them. You missed out.
They're not around anymore, I guess, or
I don't fucking know, Frank. Listen to me, Frank. This is the DJ New Style Show. It's Hear Us Talk Tuesday Night Finest. It's the thing we put out here. It's nice. Thing you do with your ears, the place to be. Frank, how have you been?
I've been just All right, I guess.
Yeah, you know what? At this rate, we are now Tuesday night's second best show on Heroes Talk. The first place spot is now vacant. Feel free to come and claim the title. We're going to try and defeat you to recapture it, but based on our start to this this show, episode 201, we kind of don't deserve it. We don't deserve to be your Tuesday night miracle. And I think it's because I've been a little bit absent-minded. I've been a little bit out of sorts. I have a lot on my mind. As you know, we're coming off of a very big weekend, big holiday weekend, the President's Day, and some other holiday, right? What was the other holiday, Frank? Do you remember?
Well, Valentine's Day. Is that a holiday?
Oh, Valentine's Day. Yes, it is a holiday, Frank. It's a holiday to share with the one you love, to let your special gal, guy, or whatever it is that turns you on, know that you are the one for them and they're the one for you. Frank, how did you celebrate your Valentine's Day?
Well, listen, I have three
something,
children.
Something romantic?
Well, I have three children, so we went out with the family as a whole unit. And we went to a picture show.
A what?
A picture show.
You went to an an art gallery for photos? What's a picture show?
You know, like a theater where you see films and whatnot.
Movies. You went to the movies.
Yes, movies.
Yeah.
No, I don't go very often to the movies. I'm thinking the last one I saw was probably Ladybugs in 1993. Let me preface this. Less fictional movie. I did see Fahrenheit 9/11, which was a documentary. Now,
some would say
Ladybug starring the late great Roddy Dangerfield and Jonathan Brandis, who I think hanged himself.
But he was
positive.
Trying to have a good time while he was doing it. He died of trying to get off while having your air supply cut off.
Right.
Basically.
And last but not least, Ken's favorite actress of all time, Jack Hay Harry.
Oh,
but anyway,
she was something else, Jack Hay. Yeah.
All right.
When she rode off on Pee Wee Herman's handlebars on that episode of 227, I had an eternal crush that'll never be squelched or put out. So you went to see a movie. Did you break your streak of not seeing a fictional movie?
This was different. My wife told me, which I've always been intrigued about, that this movie was in 3D. Are you familiar with
3D? Oh my god. 3D movies are the best. You get the glasses, you sit down, and things pop out at you. For example, a character might be eating popcorn, and oops, they dropped it right into your face. So it's amazing. Right. It's a great experience.
And so my wife, she knew I didn't really want to go, but when she said it was 3D, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go for it because it's an experience. Seeing the movie is an experience. It's more than just a visualization, if you will. It's an experience. You're there.
It's an experience.
Yeah, because you feel like you're there. I don't have to explain 3D to you.
So you're there. You get to put on these glasses.
Well, let me finish, please.
Jesus. You sound a little bit upset, Frank. Why are you so upset?
It didn't turn out the way I was hoping. What happened was we get to the theater, and myself and Lukey, we went ahead and went into the theater as my wife was getting some refreshments with my daughters. So I went into the guy took my tickets. And I was waiting for him to bend over and pull out a box with like fucking cardboard sunglasses in it. Okay. To no avail. I'm too much of a pussy to say anything. So I say, okay. And we go to the theater.
Have you progressed into the movie theater without getting these glasses? Where are you now?
Oh, I'm sitting down.
You're in the theater.
I'm sitting down with Lukey.
And,
yes.
And you're going to see a 3D movie and you don't have any glasses.
It's, right.
When does this become a problem to you?
I thought that it was one of those things where you didn't need glasses. I thought that it was on the screen.
Yeah,
no.
They're actors on a stage. They throw things at you. It's a live action 3D movie. That's right.
I thought that, there's got to be movies nowadays where you don't need to use glasses. And that's what I thought the situation was.
Okay. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Jack A.
Jack A! How are you?
Well, I have my name mentioned on the show.
Yes, you did, Jack A. I gotta say, I have something, a little something for you. A bit of a crush.
Yeah, what do you got for me?
I got a nice little I've had a crush on you since you were on 227, since you were on in the movie Ladybugs. It's really nice to talk to you.
You got anything else for me? I'm gonna turn around and bend over.
Oh, Jack A, will you ever stop being sassy?
Here's what I sound like if I would bend over and you give me something. This is what it would sound like.
Jack A is the best.
Jack A,
what are you doing? What is this?
I had to do something. I had to adjust something.
When you say what?
Should I continue with my story?
So where are you? You're in the movie theater, and who are you with?
I'm with Lukey.
Oh, you're with my
wife. My wife comes in with the two
you're
girls.
You're with who? Does he live on the second floor? Upstairs from you? I think you've seen him before. So was he a little bit skittish that you were going to flip out because you don't have the 3D glasses?
So then my wife...
Just completely roll over it, Frank.
Well, you know, his name is Luke. It's not Luke. It's not Lucas. It's not Luke. He doesn't live on the second floor.
Where is his bedroom?
It's on the second floor.
There it is.
You watch a 3D movie. You don't get glasses, I'll just sit there. Please don't hit me anymore.
So you're sitting there, and you have no glasses. And you're planning on watching a 3D movie. This is a problem, Frank.
So then my wife comes with the two girls, and all of a sudden my daughter, by the way, loves to be the bearer of bad news, says, "Oh, by the way, Daddy, this movie doesn't show it in 3D." Okay.
Oh man. So is this an oversight, or did they lure you?
What do you mean by an oversight? What do you mean by that, so Gene?
Your wife wanted to you're such a bad, person, Frank. Your wife wanted to get you to go to this movie. So
right.
She said it's in 3D. She probably knew that you liked these 3D films.
Exactly.
You'd see anything in 3D. You would watch.
I saw nothing in 3D.
You would watch Beaches in 3D if it was available, but it wasn't.
Yes.
And I think she knew it. Did she lure you there? Just say it was 3D to get you out.
I don't think it was a plan. I think she was looking forward to seeing it in 3D as well.
So no big deal. It's a 2D
it
movie.
It was a big deal. I threw a temper tantrum.
What? By the way, you didn't say this. What was the movie?
Coraline.
So is this it's the animated feature with by Tim Burton? Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah.
Something for the kids.
It was, you know what? I guess it was something for the kids. There were some little bit of scary parts in it for kids, I think, maybe especially under like 6 or 7.
Okay.
Long story short, I was very disappointed, Ken. I sat there angry. I had a puss on my face. I pounded the chairs.
You sat there with the puss on your face. How long before you started hitting the chair because you realized people weren't looking at you to find out that you were upset?
There weren't that many people in the theater at this point.
We have a call here. 316-768-4472. That's a number to call if you want to call the show. You're on with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you fine. Is this Donna?
This is Donna.
Donna, I hope you had a happy Valentine's Day, but from what we're hearing, I'm guessing you did not.
You know what, Donna? All you had to do was pick the friggin' movie out, and then when we get there, it's not... The whole point of me going was to see the 3D movie!
I know. It was a little misleading in the paper. Some theaters had the name of the movie and then 3D next to it. This one didn't.
Oh.
That was a signal!
Part of me thought maybe it wouldn't be in 3D, But
so in the back of your mind, you had a feeling that it may not be in 3D. Is that correct?
There was a chance.
Maybe it's not all me.
You lured him there, didn't you? You wanted to see this movie.
I kind of did.
Yes.
Because the kids wanted him to go.
Excuse me? You lured me? Are you saying that right now?
How? First of all, Frank, calm down. How shameful is it that your wife wants to see one movie on Valentine's Day and she has to trick you into going?
Listen to me. First of all, how dare you trick me like I'm some type of toy, number one. Number two, the whole point of me going was to see, you know, I would enjoy seeing it 3D. If you had the slightest thought that it was not in 3D, you should have said something to me and we could have perhaps found another theater that would have it in 3D. Now, please describe what happened when I found out it was not in 3D. Please describe what happened.
When I sat down and he said, "Where's the glasses?" And I said, "Yeah, this theater isn't equipped for 3D. You should have seen the puss on his face." What?
I sat there with a puss. I had my arms folded. I grabbed popcorn from her, and I slammed the fucking popcorn on the fucking chair.
He was very loud. People were starting to stare, and the kids were starting to cry. "Daddy, stop it. Stop it. You're embarrassing us. Stop it."
So the best part, though, is that he's very displeased with the experience, yet he still managed to steal the entire bucket of popcorn away from you with the intention of eating it.
Popcorn.
And sulking through the entire movie.
Yeah, you know what?
He sat there leaning forward because, God forbid, his head touches the back of the seat. Sat there with that disappointed puss on his face.
Listen to me.
Even though he did make some calls to try and find another theater.
This is what I did. This is what I did. I said to her, that's it. Get up. We're getting out of here. We're getting refunded. We were misled. Okay, this is before I knew she didn't know it all hand. So I said, "Listen, I'm going back to the manager, and I want to get a full refund for this. What other theater will play?" So what I did was I was calling other theaters in the area to see if anybody had it in 3D, and I was going to go to the manager and refund my money and say, "Listen, you guys misled us. I have my heart setting seeing this on 3D, and I'm totally disappointed." Totally.
And your kids, in the meantime, were screaming and crying. No, we want to stay. Don't make a scene. You'll embarrass us. No.
You mortified your children. You Listen mortified them.
Are you? What is my theory? Okay, if I'm not, having a good time, then nobody else should.
Yeah, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a really good theory to have on a day that you're doing something for your family.
But do you realize?
Usually we take separate cars to any family event.
This way,
if he's unsatisfied, he can leave.
I just get the fuck out of there. Even
Luke said, "Daddy's coming with us."
That's right.
So your son is conditioned to know that Daddy doesn't go with you.
Right.
You're not a part of the pack. You're not a part of the family.
It's a treat if Daddy goes.
If it's something serious, I go. If it's some fluff thing, then it's irrelevant. But I was very disappointed, and I felt like you now I'm finding out you did this on purpose, and I'm not it doesn't sit well with me. I got to be honest.
Well, what would you have said if I said to you, "There's a chance it's not in 3D. We could go to the movie theater around the corner and take the chance, or go to the movie theater that's playing in an hour, about a half hour away." Of course, I'm going to pick the one around the corner.
How dare you? How dare you lie to me? And how dare you play me like a fool?
Oh my
God! Yeah, you were played.
So, listen to me.
So Donna,
go ahead.
Were you able to enjoy the movie at all? I mean, were you able?
You know, the first 20 minutes was a little rough with him moaning and groaning and huffing and puffing in his seat and yelling at me not to sit back and don't put my arms on the armrest and sit upright and don't touch anything.
Oh, wait a minute.
And where's my pocketbook?
So wait, Donna, Frank, you were put in. Asking them to not touch things and not get the germs on them?
Let me say something to you. Movie theater chairs are pretty grimy. You will admit that yourself.
I'll admit that. But you're there for how long? I mean,
what is that? What's the point of that?
How long are you there?
About 90 minutes or so?
Yeah, so what? You get up and you go.
Right, but a lot of times my kids, they, what they were doing was they were leaning back and their heads was touching the part where other people's heads touch, and that's how lice can be transferred. Will you not disagree with that, Donna?
It's true.
But the thing is, the dirtiest places in the world are public schools and private, yeah. any classroom with other kids. And I guarantee you're sending them there with no problem, and all day and every day. Yeah. So you go maybe once
school bus, playground.
Yeah, you go once a month to a movie for 90 minutes. I think they're pretty well off.
And it was the first time we had been out in 2 weeks because the kids have been sick. And it was the first time we were all out for a family in a long time. We were really looking forward to it. And he had to go piss everybody off.
So at what point in the movie were you able to just put him out of your mind? Like, because he's doing his visual thing. As soon as those lights went down and it was dark, was it like, oh, okay, I don't see him anymore?
But Ken, let me just interject real quick.
I pretty much tune him out most of the time.
Oh, this my God.
Excuse
me. Even Luke said, Daddy, you're not coming next time.
Listen to me.
What?
He said that.
He did.
Oh, you're the worst. Your son.
He said, "Take your keys and go." But he knew we didn't. We all came in the same car.
Oh, that kid is a genius. That kid is an absolute genius. He knows that the problem needs to leave so that he can enjoy himself with his family. His family, which now excludes you, Frank.
Yeah. Right.
To be with his family involves you leaving. Don't you feel sad? Upset about that a little bit?
It's not
that
like
you've
that
ruined
when
to not
when
have a dad?
Home. No, please defend me in these cases, Donna. Please, somehow. I'm not a heel.
What's the point? They're not used to going out with Daddy. Daddy doesn't go out with them that much, but they love Daddy when he's home. Daddy's a lot of fun when he's home.
Yeah, you're a house dog.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
But listen, now what's happening is now last week when Donna and myself had a little bit of a pretty nasty argument. Wouldn't you admit that, Donna?
Well this was before the Valentine's Day romantic day that you've put together.
Yeah. As you know, I don't know how to wash clothes. We've discussed this ad nauseum today.
Oh, God, this is vicious.
So excuse me, let me finish.
Wait, Frank, you don't know how to wash clothes.
Right.
It's not that you don't do it. You actually don't know how.
I don't know how.
And you're how old? Okay. 41? 40?
I'm 38. I'm 38.
Oh,
but
I'm
listen,
sorry.
That's neither here nor there.
Okay.
So now the reason why Donna couldn't do it is because she was deathly ill in bed, vomiting and blah, blah, blah. So
and
her mother.
So tell what happened. I could barely stand up. Dad.
So she was bedridden because she was so ill.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So her mother volunteered to do the laundry for us. So she drove about 45 minutes to our house.
Oh, my God. You are terrible.
To get the laundry and then drive back to her house and clean it and blah, blah, and bring it back and whatever.
Sure. So she
did this
because she knows that you're an inept man.
Right.
You can't provide any other service than consuming food and eliminating said food later on.
Right.
So she said, I have to wash the clothes so that my grandchildren don't go around in the same dirty crap that my daughter had once cleaned.
Correct.
Okay, so continue.
Okay. And I got – when I found out the – and what happened was Donna, as sick as she was getting all the dirty clothes and bringing them downstairs because for her mother to pick them up. And when I found out the procedure of how she was bringing the clothes from the first floor to the second floor to the first floor, I blew my stack. And I will explain it.
316-768-4472. You're on with Frank and his wife, Donna. Who's this?
VA Messenger, what's up?
VA Messenger, what's going on, buddy? What do you have for us?
Frank, were you ever single?
I was never single.
Yeah, before Donna, he was in a very long-term relationship with his mother. So his mom did all the laundry for him, and now Donna does it for
him. VA Messenger, the problem is, before I got married, my mother did my wash for me, and now I got married, and Donna does it. My wife does it. So I've never had to do wash before. I don't know how to do wash.
So you lived with your mama?
Until
your
I was...
Until you moved with Donna.
Yeah, that's right.
I lived with my mother until I was 25, my parents until I got married, yes.
He lived with
You don't even know how to do, just take laundry, throw it in there, and put soap in, and push the button to turn it on.
You're speaking Greek, Wes.
There's certain temperatures of water. There's certain quantities of soap.
Yeah.
There's certain delicate fabrics, things like that. I'm confused just thinking about it.
VA Messenger, you're talking about a machine that has upwards of three buttons, and you know, this is just completely complex for him. It's impossible. But he has an opinion on the way Donna does it. Thank you for calling the show. Appreciate it. Now, you took exception to how she was doing the laundry, Frank?
Okay.
Especially after not being able to do it yourself?
Right. What she was doing, and this is blew my stack, she was taking the dirty laundry out of the hamper.
Okay.
And putting it in the laundry basket and bringing it down to the first floor.
Okay.
Now, what is the problem with that?
There's nothing. No, nothing wrong with that.
Problem with that?
You put the dirty clothes in the container so you can carry it. That way, it's cleaner. You don't get it on your hands. You can wash your hands if you want. I mean... I'm thinking like you right now. Figure if I'm going to carry the dirty clothes, I'd rather have it in something I can carry so that I don't have to get the dirty clothes on my hands.
Okay,
and
but
so
listen,
I bring it down and then I throw it in the wash machine and wash it.
Okay, but listen
Where's the problem?
Okay, the problem is as such. Now, when you clean the clothes, you put them back into the laundry basket, correct, Ken?
Well, yeah.
But the laundry basket's got dirty clothes, fecal matter all over it now. It's dirty. Don't you understand?
Is this the most obscene thing you've ever heard?
Listen to me. The dirty clothes. You don't put. Let me finish. You don't put dirty clothes. You have two. You're supposed to have two laundry baskets.
One
for dirty clothes, one for clean clothes. You don't put the dirty clothes in a laundry basket that you're going to put clean clothes in.
First of all, Frank, don't say you're supposed to. In a subject that you have no idea about. You don't ever hear me saying you're supposed to in reference to riding a bull. I've never done it, so I would never say to somebody that rides bulls, you're supposed to do something. If you don't know how to wash clothes, there's no fucking you're supposed to that should be coming out of your mouth to someone that does it every day of her life.
Let me give my common sense, all right? Your clothes are dirty, okay?
Let's say you have the pissiest of pants.
Okay, you don't put dirty clothes in the laundry basket that you're eventually going to put the clean clothes in because now the laundry basket is dirty from the dirty clothes.
So, Frank,
do you understand that?
I understand that, but what about this? What about this other situation? You go out on a trip with a suitcase, correct?
Mm.
What about that?
Yeah.
You got a suitcase? Are you carrying an empty suitcase so you can bring the dirty clothes home? Or are you putting it in the original suitcase?
What do we do, Donna? We actually take it. We get a trash bag. We get a trash bag.
He brings trash bags with him to put his dirty clothes in trash bags. Then they go into the suitcase.
You're out of your mind.
So what I said to Donna, I said you should put the dirty clothes in trash bags.
Putting them to the plastic container. Everybody does that. If you go to the laundromat, you see people going in with a laundry basket and detergent.
Okay. Yeah, have you seen people in the laundromat, what they look like?
And detergent.
First of all, Frank, you should be lucky that you have the ability to wash your clothes in your house. There are tons of people that can't do that. They don't have the room. They don't have enough money to buy one. They have to use the communal washer dryers at a laundromat. So they're getting whatever filth. Imagine the filth that's being tumble dried into their clean clothes. Imagine that. So if you were in their shoes, at least this is all within one controlled system. All
right.
It's all your own filth. All
right, but Ken, but it's not my own filth. It's the filth that I got from being in the public. Let me just give you one more example. Say I had all my clothes were full of mud, okay? And I put the dirty clothes that were full of mud in the laundry basket, and some mud gets onto the laundry basket. Now pretend like that mud is germs. Same difference.
Yeah, but nobody in their right mind, a sane person would not do that. If you have muddy clothes, you take them off and put them right in the wash machine and wash them. You don't put them in a laundry basket.
That's right.
You know? You have no common sense. And you know what? What you don't see don't hurt you. And it just freaks me out when you actually see me doing things the way normal people do.
Now, Donna, can I suggest something? He obviously has a whole different argument about how you do something for him. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be settled ever because he's a complete crazy person and you do things like everybody else does them. So I suggest that you do everybody else's laundry, your kids, yourself, sometimes your mom, and then, Frank, go ahead. Do your own. Do your worst, Frank. Let's see how good you do it.
Do your own laundry, then. Take yours out and do it yourself.
I bet you, as soon as you said that, your way seemed a little bit acceptable.
He threw the laundry basket at me.
Excuse me? That's a lie. That's a lie.
He threw it at me to scare me, to show how angry he was. Not to hit me, to show how angry he was. So come on.
You know what? That's coming off very bad, Donna. Did I throw it at you, Donna? Be honest.
No, you didn't throw it really at me. You threw it just to show how angry you were. You threw it down the stairs.
So this is something...
I threw that laundry basket down the stairs.
So that's a display of strength, taking a 6-ounce plastic basket and throwing it down 7 steps. You're a fucking gorilla of a man, Frank. Really. So is this the second time that you've thrown something just to show her how much of a strong person you are? I think you threw a sandwich at her last time. And now you're throwing the laundry.
I threw a loaf of bread near her.
Yeah.
I never throw it. I don't want to hit her. I just want to show her how angry I am, and I'll throw something.
Yeah, and that usually works.
So, Frank, why don't you...
hide under the bed when you do that.
Why don't you just do your own laundry, Frank? Just do your own laundry. Figure it out. And do it, and then that's that. And
then your wife won't be dingy.
You can do it your own way. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Donna. Donna, you just said something. The whites are dingy. Now, is that a complaint?
My wife's dingy.
Oh, my God. So you do his laundry for him, and he complains how it's being completed.
Oh, yeah.
And what other pisses me off is when she puts my clothes in the drawer, she doesn't fold them the way I like them to be folded either.
Frank, do you have a thing about like a white shirt that just isn't gleaming white? Do you think that it's been like brewing in some kind of a piss water that it's not perfectly white? What's your thing with dingy whites?
I just like them to be very, very white. I mean, nothing, just like a normal person. But I don't like the way she folds my underwears in the drawer. I like them to be folded in threes. She only folds them in twos.
So do them yourself. Do something. Donna, I think I'm gonna have the support of all the listeners here when I say you should just not do his laundry anymore.
You know what? I almost wish. I remember that day saying to myself, you talk about this on your show and you find one person who'll agree with you. Because no one would probably agree with
me. I'm going to say, if anybody sees Frank's side of this argument, please call the show. The number is...
There is one person who sees this side.
Please call the show. It's 316-768-4472. You say you have somebody that sees your way. You sure they're not just, you know, yesing you to death to shut you up?
I think Best in Show Chris sees my point. That's all I'll say. I don't know if he's in the room right now, but
Chris
anyway.
Is saying he's typing in the Heroes Talk room. By the way, he's one of the core members of Best in Show. It's bestinshowradio.com. Check them out Mondays and Thursday nights. We have a caller here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Frank and Donna. Who's this?
Gentlemen and lady, this is Chris from Best in Show Radio.
Best
and
in Show, Chris.
Frank's got a point. He has a 100% valid point. I love more than anybody, piling on Frank at any point that you possibly can.
Yeah.
But I totally understand that once a basket has been soiled with soiled clothes, you're not going to want to put clean clothes in that.
But if your wife were to say...
Do you do your own laundry?
Oh, certainly, yes. I'm an adult. I'm an adult grown-up.
So you use a separate laundry basket. One is labeled clean and one is labeled dirty.
In all honesty, what I really do is I actually, just like Frank said, I really use a garbage bag for dirty clothes and I use the clean laundry basket for clean clothes.
But now,
swear to God.
Do you go to a laundromat?
Yes, indeed, I do.
So you're washing
it. Which I know violates all of Frank's rules already in the first place.
I mean,
that I actually use a machine that's been soiled.
You may as well be washing it in a stream with river rock. I mean, who cares about what basket you put it in?
More or less, point taken, I take the whole thing back. I'm going to start using that same laundry basket for the clean and dirty laundry.
But the thing is, Frank, you do have a supporter in Best in Show, Chris. I honestly didn't think there was another person out there.
I didn't think so either.
But he does his own. He has found that this is the way that works for him, so he does it that way. Chris,
right.
do you think that Donna should still do Frank's laundry?
Oh, certainly not. That's just crazy talk. That's just plain crazy talk. If you have an issue with the way it's being done, then you should probably just do it yourself, obviously.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Exactly.
But,
wow.
But you shouldn't try the same to see.
I'm
sorry, say again, Donna?
He shouldn't try to change me.
Exactly.
He's the one with the problems, not me.
Yeah.
Well, certainly not. Certainly not. I understand. If that's your system, however, you know, I may not agree with it, and he may not agree with it. If he can't deal with it, he should probably do it on his own.
There you go.
What do you think, Frank? You going to start doing it yourself?
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Well, if you decide to do it, make sure you don't do it on Monday or Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. That's on Heroes Talk. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Thank you very much for calling the show, Chris.
Thanks, guys. Have a good show, and God bless you, Donna. God bless you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, holla back. Hallelujah, holla back. Well, hold on. Wait. I need to get this guy back on here. Hold on. Did I pick him up? Why don't you call back, person who is just calling, please? Frank, do it yourself. Do it yourself. What's the big deal?
I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Famous last words. I'll do it when I'm ready.
So you had a big blow-up argument over this. Was it resolved in any way?
Not really. We just resolved the fact that he could do it himself, or he was just going to accept the fact and turn his head.
Way to kick off a very romantic Valentine's Day. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Donna and her terrible husband, Frank. Who's this? Sorry, Jeff, I can't hear you. So I don't know what's going on, buddy.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't
now that my throat is like a cheese grater.
Well, you know what? You shouldn't complain. Because, Frank, when you complain about a lot of things. A lot of things. Donna, how much of your day is consumed by absorbing Frank's complaints?
Yeah, it's pretty much a lot. But you know what? He just goes down to his cave, and I try to block him out.
Yeah. 316.
Wow. The only way to survive.
316-768-4472. Who's this?
This is Found Your Music, Jeff.
Jeff, how are you?
I'm a little upset here.
Why are you upset?
I need to just clarify in my mind exactly what's going on here. She's taking the dirty clothes, putting them into the washer, taking out the clean clothes, and then mixing them with other dirty clothes?
No. Here's what she's doing. She's taking a basket, collecting up clothes that need to be washed. She's washing them, taking out the clean clothes, and putting them in a basket. Now, she only has one basket. So she's using the same basket for the dirty clothes and the clean clothes. Frank has an issue that the basket she's carrying the clean clothes with at one point in the day had dirty clothes in it. That is Frank's complaint.
Oh, so the clean clothes and the dirty clothes never touch?
That's right. They are, in fact, the same clothes.
See, I can kind of see Frank's point here because the sweat and whatever bodily fluids that have soaked themselves into the fabric.
Exactly.
Touches the side of... What, is it a wicker basket, Frank?
No, it's a sponge basket. What do you think?
It's important because if it's wood, that's unhygienic. If it's plastic. Okay.
Yeah, plastic. Well, it can be wiped clean.
And all the juices collect on the inside of the plastic, and then it drips down to the bottom like a garbage can.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly didn't. That's two people supporting Frank. I didn't think we'd have one.
I didn't think we'd have one.
I cannot believe it.
By the way, that's two people who also have internet radio shows. Of course, I speak of Best in Show Chris from Best in Show, and now we have Jeff from The What Show. That's thewhatshow.com Friday nights. I don't know. Maybe
my wife is even worse. By the way, she'll use the same basket and then mix the dirty and the clean, so you don't even know where she began and left off.
Oh my god! Oh my!
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Jeff.
No problem.
Thanks for calling in, buddy. Appreciate it. It's a madhouse to me, an absolute madhouse. Yeah,
that it is.
Okay. Well, I don't quite know. I don't quite know where to go with all this. I would hope that you guys would work this out. I think that Donna, you should stop doing his laundry for 1 week. For 1 week, from tonight until next Tuesday, let Frank do his own laundry. And if he gives up, he has to admit that your way is correct.
You know what? He'd have a picnic. He'd wear the old shirts from the back of his closets where his belly sticks out the bottom.
Because he wouldn't do any laundry.
He'd start wearing the underwear with the holes in them.
Excuse me?
That's what he would do. He would see his mother here. He would sneak his mother into the house to do his laundry.
Frank, would you be willing to do your own laundry? Your own laundry for 1 week? And if you decide that you're tired of it and you want her to do it, would you record yourself admitting that Donna is doing it the right way?
I will not do that.
Why not?
Because
it's a bet that might benefit the show, and you don't want to do it?
Okay, sure, I'll do it, Ken. Sure.
Okay,
yeah,
so then...
Or I should take a video of him actually doing the laundry.
I think we should do that.
And I'll fuck it up on purpose. Funny. I'll fuck all the laundry up on purpose.
Okay, how about this? Do your own laundry one time, and Donna records a video of it.
Okay, fine.
Fine. One load of laundry. Frank, why am I saying laundry? Holy shit, I am from New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. I am from New Jersey, I drink coffee, and I am a douche. And I should be assassinated. Anyway, Frank, clean your own clothes one day, one load of laundry, and get Donna to record a video of it. And then, we will see just how, you know, how much room you have to complain. Does that sound good to you, Donna?
Yes.
It does, because he has like 4 outfits a day.
Yeah.
You know, the bulk of the laundry is his.
Yeah,
his
absolutely.
Sleeping clothes, his hang-around clothes, his going-out clothes. He comes home, he has to take off those clothes because they were out in public clothes. Then he puts another outfit on.
Out in public clothes.
Yeah, the clothes he wore out in public he doesn't wear in the house.
He treats the clothes he wore to a place like a car mechanic treats his overalls. He's like, I couldn't possibly wear these again.
Because he might have brushed up against the door... or something in the store that has germs on it.
Oh, God.
Has to take those off.
All right.
Sometimes he strips at the front door and then walks up the stairs naked. And hopefully we don't have a friend or a play date over and they see him walking around nude.
That's so
Excuse me?
That's so disgusting.
And he walks around with his little hands covering his little front.
Oh, his little
don't look
front!
At me. Don't look at me!
His little front!
All right, maybe he needs two hands.
Oh, man.
I think your show is on, Donna.
Oh, man. Wow.
Blow my ass.
This is why you need to have a good Valentine's Day. Donna, thank you very much for calling in.
Okay.
I appreciate it. See, this is why, Frank, you need to deliver on a Valentine's Day. You have to give them something that they want.
I gave her something very nice on Valentine's Day.
You gave her a terrible outing with her kids.
No, I gave her a nice gift, I'm saying.
What did you give her?
I'm going to redeem myself. I purchased her a 1 hour massage.
With another guy?
Well, whoever she wants to utilize, that doesn't matter to me.
Now you know it's going to be a guy now, especially after you throw a laundry basket in her general direction.
Mm.
Not necessarily at her, just to spook her, like a dog that won't come to you. Valentine's Day, Frank, I tried to go a little bit of a different route.
Maybe we could take a quick break.
No, we can't.
I apologize.
We're talking here.
I apologize.
Valentine's Day, I did something, you know, I tried to you know, make it a little bit more personal. We both agreed that maybe if we prepared food for each other and shared a nice meal, that would be great.
We made
a deal. She said, I'm not buying you anything.
Who's she? When you say she, who's that?
When I say she, I mean my lovely girlfriend, Amanda, who might be watching because she thinks she might see my dog. But either way, Valentine's Day, we decided we'll make a meal and have a nice evening together. I'm not getting you anything. I'm not going to get you anything. You know, don't get me anything. Blah, 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 blah. Fine. The food will be the thing. Blah, blah, blah. She comes here with a card and like 6 pounds of chocolates wrapped up nice, you know, with a bow and everything. And now I'm sitting here like an asshole. I have nothing. I'm like, well, here's a card. It says, here you go. All I had was a homemade card that I photoshopped together, and I gave it to her because we weren't going to spend money. We were going to cook meals for each other. And so I have a feeling that, like Donna told you, it was a 3D movie. Amanda told me that it was a non-gifting occasion this year, so that I could be the asshole that didn't give a gift. That's my underlying suspicion. That's what I'm thinking, because I think she likes to push my buttons. She likes to get under my skin. She likes to win. She always says that she's the winner. I'm the winner. I'm the winner. So let's, you know.
That's you doing her.
That isn't.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So let me get this straight. You cooked her dinner.
I did. I cooked her a nice meal.
Oh, boy.
I made something easy. Balsamic chicken with portobello mushrooms. And now, garlic. Lots of garlic. She loves garlic.
You were cooking this in front of her?
Yeah, I prepared it in front of her, and wow. and we shared a nice meal together.
Oh boy,
what's the deal, Frank?
You know, I'm going to say something that's really gay right now, and I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
Is it gay for me to think that Ken is a great boyfriend? is that gay?
You take
this woman on trips across the country. You never miss a friggin' holiday. You never miss a gift. You buy them everything for. You're a damn good boyfriend. Is that gay for me to say that?
I don't know. Is it gay? Well, I don't know, Frank. If you want to call me a good boyfriend, I guess I don't know. It depends who you're talking to. Like, do you have an audience when you're saying this, or are you just saying this to me?
Well,
are we on the phone talking about something else, and you all of a sudden say, you know, you're really a good boyfriend?
I don't know.
What's the context of this?
It's just something that I see the things you do for this woman, and I say to myself, I could never have the thoughtfulness that you have, and that's why I say
that's
that.
Gay. That's gay. I'm going to say that's gay because that's almost envious, not of me as a boyfriend, but Amanda, as the person receiving this good treatment.
I see.
Like, maybe if another girl said, you know, you're really a good boyfriend, and I wish my boyfriend was like that, that would be different. But I think that you're putting yourself in that position, which makes you highly gay and deserving of this musical bed that we have here. Or is it gay? Yeah. I don't know, Frank. I think it is gay? Yeah, it is a little bit gay. It is a little bit gay.
Well, it's the way I feel. I got to be honest with you.
I don't know. I'm going to check. I'm going to see. Because she'll tell me. She'll tell me if she did something intentionally to get me. Because she wants to win. And in order to win, there has to be some declaration of victory. It's always a puzzle. It's always complicated. But yeah, Frank, if I'm a good boyfriend and you're envious of not me as the boyfriend, it is gay. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ News Style Show on HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
The DJ News Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
I'm DJ New Style, but let's stop for a second. Just call me Ken. We're going to be friends here, okay? Online e-pals. We'll do what online friends do. We'll post messages to each other. We'll create threads together. Post images. Play games. I mean, where else could we do that? Facebook? MySpace? Twitter? Tumblr? No, none of those places. We'll do it on a message board on HearUsTalk.com. Create your little account, make your little name, and meet me there. All you have to do is go to RadioBronzeFans.com. I'll see you there. Thank you.
The DJ New Style Show.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh.
All right. What do we have coming up next?
All right. Born Patricia May Andrzejewski in 1953, this four-time Grammy Award winner Oh, God, I'm sorry. You know what? I've been waiting for that all day. I had onions today, and they're burning my stomach, and I apologize for being like that. I don't like to do that, but I apologize. Born Patricia May Andruski in 1953, this influential four-time Grammy Award-winning American rock singer and four consecutive... All right, I'm just trying to put too much into it, and I end up exhausting myself in the meantime. I know. Born Patricia May Andruski, four-time Emmy Award. The following artist has won favorite pop. Our next artist has won four Grammy Awards from Our following artist has won four consecutive Grammy Awards. Okay. Our following artist has won four consecutive Grammy Awards for Best Rock Vocal Performance Female from 1980 to 1983. She's also won three. The following artist has won four consecutive Grammy Awards for Best Rock Vocal Performance Female from 1980 to 1983. In addition, she has won American Music Awards Favorite Female Pop Rock Vocalist 1981 and 1983, as well as Pop Rock Video Artist for 1985. She was voted Rolling Stone Magazine's Favorite Female Vocalist twice! She is an influential all-female... All right, you know what? I'm not feeling this, dude. I'm not feeling it. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. I really don't. Maybe I'm losing it. Maybe Germ Freak Radio is dead. Maybe it's run its course.
No, say it ain't so, Frank. Say it ain't so. Come on. Reach into your pocket. Pull out one last gem.
I think it's, you know what? I'm just not feeling it anymore, and I think I've spewed out all the hatred and anger and disgust I can, but I will try one more time. Born Patricia May Andruski in 1953, this four-time Grammy Award-winning Best Vocal Female Performance from the following artist is a four-time consecutive Grammy Award winner for Best Rock Vocal Performance Female from 1980 to 1983. In addition, she has won three American Music Awards in the early 80s as well. Rolling Stone has voted her favorite female vocalist twice. Born Patricia May Andruski in 1953, it's Pat Benatar with Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
You're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like you wanted me.
Hello, anonymous internet. I'm DJ Newstyle. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the DJ Newstyle Show. Episode 201. You can get all the other episodes at DJNewstyleShow.com. We are part of the Hear Us Talk lineup. We're very proud of this fact. In fact, Germ Freak has decided to stop growing hair. As a token... showing how much he loves our website, HeroesTalk.com. Frank, how you doing, buddy? You doing all right? Hey, you having a good...
By the way, that was an excellent fade on that song.
Oh, yeah, you know. I do it professionally. It's what I do professionally, Frank. And speaking of professionally, I occasionally have Pal Talk, AOL Instant Messenger, various ways to contact me so I can stay in touch with my friends, Google Talk, whatever it is. I use them at work. I know I'm not alone, but I do occasionally get some messages that are embarrassing to have on my screen when I'm not at my desk. One of these, Frank, was submitted by someone. I'll let you guess who sent this message. It is line one. I just farted into my underwears. Line two, had to change them. Line three, mystery user is offline. Frank, do you know who this would be?
I'm thinking it was probably Ed the Masturbator McGrath.
No, it is not Ed the Masturbator McGrath, although it could be. I think the pluralization of underwears would indicate that it was you who sent this message, which was visible on my laptop, which was connected to a projector screen that we were doing a demo on. Thank you very much for ruining my workday. I appreciate that. I made a quick joke of it, and I explained exactly who you were, where you lived, and that you had a problem with your anus. And this is big news for him. Frank, you mentioned that you on episode 200 last week's show that you went to the doctor, you got everything sorted out, you figured out what it is. Can we get a quick update on your problem so that maybe you can just get it all out here so I don't have to have any more embarrassing messages pop up while I'm not at my desk and I'm revealing my desktop to the entire company?
The wave of mutilation is over, my friend.
Wow, you're tying into the intro. Okay. The wave my of ass, mutilation is over.
My ass cheeks are no longer raw, bloody, and itchy. They are clean and smooth.
And smooth like a what? What are they smooth like?
Like a baby's A's. Or I like to say, like pristine sneakers, freshly shaved face.
Like a baby's A's.
Like a baby's A's.
Yeah.
No, but seriously.
It's almost like when a full moon happens. It's only full for a split second. Such is pristine sneakers' face. It is only clean shaven for a split second, and then it comes in immediately.
That is correct.
Yes.
He gave me this powerful ointment, and the ointment is very greasy. So when I put it on my hands, even when I wash my hands, I still feel like I have grease on them.
Grease?
Yes.
Okay. Is that anything like grease?
Yes.
Okay.
I apply it two times a day. In addition, I have to apply some anal cream as well, and I apply that as well.
Oh, Mike Nice has just left our chat room. He said he's going to go jerk off now, just to keep you up to date. So you do keep this grease and smear it all over your anus?
I have to grease up my ass, yes.
Okay. I see. That's interesting.
Yes.
Now, you were advised, in order to maintain some kind of a human aspect to your asshole, that you should give up coffee, caffeine, and all of this. Have you started doing this at all?
In all honesty, I have not. I cannot give up my lattes in the morning. It's like it's my energy. It's my, I can't go on without it. I can't.
So you disobey the doctor.
Yes.
And that's okay. It's okay if you disobey somebody.
Right. Because, I don't disobey him. It's just that you can't listen when a doctor gives you orders.
You can't control. You need the coffee, right?
I don't think he expects you to adhere to everything that he says. I mean, there's certain things. I enjoy the feeling when the creamy drink just runs down my throat. I enjoy it. I savor it.
You savor the creamy drink?
Yeah, I just enjoy the creaminess of it as it runs down my throat. I enjoy the flavor.
And you get it and you grasp it right from the source. And just point it right at your face?
No, I suck it. I suck it in, and then I let it run down my throat.
Really? You grab it, you suck it into your mouth, you greedily get every drop.
Well, you have to grab it because you don't want it to fall over, and then because it has such a little hole, you have to bring it up high and suck into it and suck it out.
Yeah, but what do you do with the balls?
Excuse me?
Dude, you gotta fucking admit, that's a little gay.
Oh, thank you, Justin. I appreciate that. Well, as long as you're taking care of it and we don't have to hear it anymore, that's great. I don't know what your next excuse is going to be. I mean, you're
you know what, Ken? I think the brink of it, I think when I realize, you know, when they have a drug addict, when you know he hits rock bottom, that's when he goes for help.
Yeah.
I think I hit rock bottom the time that we were sitting on those bleachers and I started dragging my ass against the metal bleachers trying to scratch them.
What, like a dog with worms?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. I've got to tell you, my dog, Teddy, he's a 3-month-old puppy. I took him to the vet and I found out that he has worms. And I've noticed that since I've taken him to the vet, he has taken to dragging his ass all over any surface with any amount of friction. Anything that might relieve his itchy ass, he'll rub his ass all the way across it. It's probably one of the most cute yet completely unnerving things I've ever seen an animal do. Is this something that your dogs have gone
through?
Well,
first of all, Ken, what I don't understand is you had indicated to me that you had two. This is a new puppy. I don't know if people know. You purchased a new half-breed puppy. You were too cheap to get a full breed, so you got a half-breed, a cockapoo. And you said you had 2 weeks. The vet gave you 2 weeks. Is that what the procedure? They give you 2 weeks to decide if you want it or not? Is that the procedure?
No. I have 2 weeks to take it to the vet. And in that time, if the vet determines that he was unfit for purchase or has one of the diseases that was covered, I get either a refund or a partial refund or something like that. So
okay.
The thing is, the vet found him to be, you know, relatively normal, except for the fact that he has worms and some kind of a Mexican water disease called Giardia, which is amazing. So
okay, you got fucked at the pet store.
He's being treated for that. He'll be cured in no time.
Puppies should not have these problems, Ken. You got screwed at the pet store, and you got duped. You got had. But the problem with you is you fell in love with that dog. Ken, are you in fact in love with Teddy?
I love my dog. I do. I love my dog. My dog is great.
Say I love Teddy.
Fuck you. Why don't you say if you say it about Marvin? No.
I love Marvin and I love Sophie. Now you say I love Teddy.
Really? You love Mike Nice? That's amazing.
Excuse me?
I can't believe that you... See, you're always quiet when he calls in. You're always quiet when he calls in. Now we know. Mike Nice, what do you think about this newfound love
ridiculous.
From Jerry? What is that?
Why?
Ridiculous.
Completely ridiculous, Mike Nice. I don't believe he would say anything.
Why is it that you're not even here? Why is it that when I referenced my dog Marvin, you said, oh, you're in love with Mike Nice?
Oh, your
Nice.
Dog Marvin.
My dog Marvin, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well,
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Yeah, I know this motherfucker don't got no mangy-ass, fucking mud-ass, bitch-ass dog named after me, son.
I named him just because of you, in your honor.
I'm a smack the fucking Rihanna out you when I see you.
Mike Nice, how are you, everybody? By the way, we do have a theme song for Mike Nice, which is amazing. But I don't know, quite know where it is right now. Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Hey, Mike Nice, what'd you think of Mr. Chassette last week? Pretty damn good
Who?
Guy, right? Mr. Chassette?
Who?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, New Style presents to you the man without a government name, Mr. Mike Nice.
Say it back, nigga.
Chicken.
Oh, yes. That's that joint.
What
the fuck you talking about? Oh, man, oh, man. Mike Nice, how are you, buddy?
I'm chilling, nigga. You already know what I'm doing.
Yeah, yeah. We haven't had you on in a while. I mean, it is Black History Month. I mean, I'd expect you to be busy hitting the books, studying some history, picking up on some things that you obviously haven't learned yet.
You do realize that Black History Month is just an excuse to tell niggas that George Washington Carver invented peanut butter, right?
It is true. It is true. Who would have known? God bless him. See, I went through my entire adult white life thinking that some man named Jif brought me the delicious 50% of my favorite sandwich as a kid.
You know we don't fuck with Jif in the hood, nigga. Straight Skippy, extra crunchy, nigga.
Skippy, extra crunchy. So,
Pause.
Exactly. So now, speaking of pause, and a different spelling with a different spelling. Mike Nice, Germ Freak has a dog named Marvin. Now, Frank, why don't you tell us a little bit about Marvin?
Marvin is as white as you can possibly be. He's a nice white dog. He's a Maltese dog, and I named him after you. It's the God's honest truth.
And is he of sound health?
He has a – well, the problem is he –
Let me get you a sickle cell for dogs.
No, Mike Nice, he doesn't. He has a 24-hour erection. His little red pepper is always sticking out.
Yeah, I didn't call into the goddamn show to talk about dog dick, so...
I'm sorry about that, Mike Nice.
Mike Nice, let me ask you a question. Be honest with me, all right? Were you jealous last week of Mr. Shasidi? The fact that he is...
Shasidi,
that he has NBC calling him. Are you, in fact, jealous of him?
I don't even know who you are referring to.
So, this is a guy that's on YouTube. He does some point of view videos. He's starting to get a bit of a buzz. He claims that Animal Planet, NBC, and a whole bunch of other people have been calling him for his services. And he's turned down every single one, except his own Cafe Press store, where he sells T-shirts with certain sayings that he may have said on YouTube printed on them.
Making money off those T-shirts, is that kind of like our Cafe Press deal?
Our Cafe Press deal is doing pretty poorly. I would say that his is probably doing a little bit better.
Gotcha.
But I don't know. I kind of believe him, but who would turn down NBC? Mike Nice, if NBC called you to do anything, would you turn them down?
Does it involve me on TV and getting a SAG card?
Yes.
Nigga, name the price.
They want you to reenact Amos and Andy, and you have to put you have to do the work in blackface.
This is called bamboozle. I think Spike Lee did this 10 years ago, so we need to come with something new.
Yeah. I think it's definitely a little bit of a fib on his part, especially since he opens up the call saying that he's not getting all that much attention. And then it evolves into something where he's proclaiming that they wanted him to be the voice of some fucking Meerkat Manor or whatever show on fucking Animal Planet.
You know, I do the Animal Planet shit. No lie, real talk. I take a check from Animal Planet.
I would be the voice of any animal. Absolutely. Frank, if you had to pick a voice, pick an animal to provide the voice of, which would it be?
I'd probably have to go with the aardvark.
Oh my God.
Now why? Because you have a big schlong so close to your mouth that you could just...
No, I don't think that aardvarks, I don't think are ever represented in cartoons, and I feel like the aardvark needs to be represented.
I remember me and Amanda were at the Philadelphia Zoo. We came by the aardvark exhibit, and this was one of the first times that I've ever heard a kid say this. He pointed at, I said, "Where's the aardvark? I don't see it." He pointed at the blue barrel it was sleeping in. He goes, "There's his penis!" And all you could see was this aardvark's balls and his dick. And he was right. It was right there in the blue barrel.
Can someone tell FM Jeff that fucking vibrators are not neck massagers? There you go.
Apparently he's trying to relieve some kind of neck pain with a rabbit. And it's one that's so powerful that it has to have a fucking AC adapter.
This is a plugged in dildo.
It goes right from the D batteries right to the wall. That's okay. You get a power strip, you can take that thing anywhere.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So you would pick the aardvark. Mike Nice, what animal would you choose? If you had to provide the voice of any animal, which one would you choose?
Yo, son, I would choose a liger.
A liger?
Yeah, a liger.
Now, why a liger?
Motherfucker, it's a lion and a tiger. What the fuck you expect?
King of the jungle.
You already know.
You already know what it is. Now, I don't know. I've always wanted to provide the voice of something, but I've never really put too much thought into which animal I would be. I think I would definitely not want to be something under the sea. I wouldn't want to be a fish or some kind of a lobster, because they always they always tend to be a little bit queer. Like that one lobster in what was that? Frank, what was that movie that makes you cry?
The Little Mermaid? Under the Sea! Under the Sea! That movie?
Yes. That they always make them a little bit queer if it's an animal under the sea. I'd need to be some kind of an animal, perhaps from the savannas of the Serengeti or something like that. I don't know. I'd have to be some kind of a wild jungle creature. Or I could just continue talking out of my bedroom.
Now, I wouldn't mind being one of them little sea things, though, because then you could fuck mermaids. You could just sew them all up in their pussy and give them a yeast infection and shit.
So, Mike, how you doing with the women? You got a nice chick?
What are you talking about? It was just Valentine's Day. And they're like, do you not, son, yo, let me tell you what my schedule was. Yo, listen to this.
All right.
So Friday was side chick day. You know, that was National Jump Off Side Chick Day.
Okay.
Right?
I follow you so far. Go ahead.
Huh? Yeah. Saturday was, you know, official, like, wifey, girlfriend, you know what I'm saying, number one bottom bitch day.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I was with her on Saturday. And then, you know, Sunday, which is my real favorite day of the whole little Valentine's trio, you know, is mistress, you know, jump off day. Because then all the Valentine's Day shit is half price. So then you go get them some shit on, you know what I'm saying, the day after.
Yeah. And what did you do to celebrate President's Day, which is probably the first time you've ever celebrated it this year?
Oh, you mean that shit that was on Monday?
Yes, Obama Day.
Nigga, I was sleeping off being hungover from Sunday.
So you did celebrate Obama Day.
You already know.
Yes.
I should just drop some kids off at the pool. It would have been a perfect trifecta.
There you go. Very, very good. And you mentioned briefly in some kind of a funny quip the Rihanna and Chris Brown situation. I have no idea who or what Chris Brown is. I do know Rihanna as the girl who everybody thought was a tranny in, like, 2004.
Yeah, something like that.
Can you shed some light on this situation, please? I don't know anything about it.
Nah, I heard that nigga just, you know, he was driving a Lamborghini, and then he just caught the fucking Holy Ghost and started doing a little crumping routine and elbowed the bitch inside of the face. Next thing you know, police was like, he hit her with an umbrella and left her with no air and shit, and then he told the police, run it. So I was like, fuck it.
Now that's a guy who's not going to throw a laundry basket down the stairs to get his point across, Frank. Chris Brown will blacken your face more than it already is, depending on your background, and he will make you bleed. If you're giving him shit when he's in a rental car trying to push that whip, then, you know, you might end up with a broken cheekbone. That's how it is. That's how a man does it, Frank.
I'll have to take notes.
Yeah, I think so. So Mike,
you should have been taking notes.
Yeah, Mike Nice, what have you been up to these days? I mean, what's popping, as they say? What's popping?
I'm just on this Pal Talk pimping and stalking, son. I'm on a new level of Pal Talk stannery, yo.
Okay, how's that go?
I ain't gonna tell you for free, nigga. I'm about to start teaching a course in this shit. I'm gonna get Billy Mays to do my commercial. You know, the nigga that be selling Orange Glow and all that shit.
We've got some black tips for how to stalk on a chat room.
Yeah, man. Billy Mays is gonna be doing all my shit. That nigga could sell crack to a fucking crack house.
Yeah, I wonder how many of his ShamWow knockoffs. What are they called? Zorbies? he's selling Zorbies now.
Yeah, man.
Fuck that queer guy. I've got a nice beard, and I've got a nicer kitchen that I'm rubbing the same product on. They're called Zorbies. Fuck a ShamWow.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with you, yo.
Zorbies. Z-O-R-B-I-E-Z. It's always got to have some kind of an intense name, like Kaboom! I'm cleaning windows. Do I need to be reminded of Hiroshima and Nagasaki? I don't know, Billy Mays. Excite me. Although I have been cleaning up accidents, as they call them, accidents, which is really just caked in shit in bathroom tiles with Kaboom! Billy Mays has been selling all kinds of fucking cleaning products to me so I can keep, trying to housebreak this fucking dog.
I don't know what type of accidents you have. Only accidents I have is when the condom breaks.
Yeah, that's true. And wow. and then those accidents, you don't have to necessarily keep tabs on.
How many children do you have, Mike Nice?
Not a goddamn one.
That you know of.
Oh, Frank, you just took that to a brand new level.
Well, who's this thinking that? Oh, you done turned into Maury motherfucking Povich, huh? Who's new style? Connie Chung?
For those of you who can't see, Frank is now spinning a cane and adjusting his tie. There's no fucking symphony orchestra behind you, Frank. You don't have to fucking pull your suspenders out and then snap them. Fucking asshole.
You sound like a goddamn WB frog and shit.
Yes, he's wearing spats and saying, come on, folks! You know this stuff.
Spats.
Yeah. Well, Mike Nice, thank you very much for calling in. I mean, nothing else is going on?
Nah, let me just do my little... Let me get in my 15-minute shout-out roll, and we could just take it from there, all right?
All right, let's do this.
So let me see. Shout out you who's waiting for me to say her name, but she's looking around like she don't know, like I'm talking about what I'm really talking about,
mm-hmm.
flipping her hair and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she knows who she is. Shout out, I forgot who I was shouting out. Man, I'll just shout out everybody, y'all. Yeah. I fuck with you niggas.
Everybody.
You already know.
Everybody gets a shout out tonight.
Exactly.
That's right. Yes. Who plays your favorite hits? Thank you very much for calling.
Later, dude.
Thank you, Mike Nice. He's, you know, you said you loved him, Frank, so we had him call in. After all, Valentine's
I did,
Day.
I said that? Yeah. All right, go ahead.
You did. You did. I don't know. I'm all out of. I'm out of sorts, as I've said before, Frank. Trying to keep tabs on this dog.
Yeah. So what's up with the dog now? You mentioned to me that you're, and this is where I think you've totally drawn the line, that you're thinking of getting a puppy cam.
All right. Yeah, I'm thinking of getting a wireless webcam and hooking it up so that I can watch my dog from work.
All right. Wow. All right. That's going a little overboard to the point of obsessive and gay.
But the thing is, my girlfriend lives a bit away. She can't see the dog. She'd like to see the dog, too, during the week.
Right, but she's not going to be able to hold it and grasp it and smell it and kiss it, looking at it through fucking glass.
So, well, let me ask you this then, Frank.
It's gay.
Is it gay? Is it gay to set up a puppy cam? I submit that it is not gay. I submit not gay. Now, you explain why it's so goddamn gay.
Because, first of all, in general, puppies are gay.
What?
Dogs are not gay, but puppies are gay.
How are puppies gay?
Because they're more feminine. They're, when you hold and cuddle a pup, when a guy...
Is it because it has a special name for its age? It is a puppy and it becomes a dog. So the puppy stage is gay because it's cute?
Ken, let me ask you a question, Ken.
Sure, come on.
You love this dog. You admitted that you're fond of this dog.
I'm very fond of Teddy. I'm very fond of my dog, Teddy.
Okay. How far do you... I mean, do you hold it in your lap ever, or...?
Yeah.
And do you stroke it while it's in your lap? Is that correct?
You know, sometimes I'll reach down in my lap and I'll just stroke it.
All right.
Just now, to show that, you know, that I like it.
Do you ever kiss it with your mouth?
I mean, I've tried, but I just can't bring myself to do it.
But you can reach the head by kissing it?
I mean, who can't?
Oh, okay. All right, I just was checking.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Frank. I don't think it's gay to want us to have a puppy camp. People want to see the dog. People want to see the dog. My girlfriend wants to see the dog.
I think you're using your girlfriend as a scapegoat for something that you really, in fact, want yourself. You're the one who wants the puppy cam. She never mentioned the puppy cam to you. She never mentioned to you that she misses the dog either.
She does. Here he is. I'm going to show people on cam here. For those of you who haven't seen it, go to my Tumblr. It's djnewstyle.tumblr.com. There's a little video. And he's very sleepy right now. He's a very sleepy guy.
Why are you showing your dog off right now?
Because people wanted to see the dog. Here he is. He's basically asleep. He's basically asleep. So I'll put him back in his box here. Come here. There you go. Back.
Ken, you know what, Ken? You've turned into one of those people.
What do you mean, one of those people?
You've turned into one of those fanatic...
Bedtime. Good boy.
Oh, boy.
What? What do you mean?
You've turned into one of those fanatical...
Good boy.
Oh, my
what?
God. Wow.
What are you talking about?
You've turned into one of those people.
What do you mean, those people?
Well, you're...
Explain. I get a dog...
You're treating your dog like it's a goddamn child, much in the way the FM Jeff does with his dogs.
I take... okay. We've talked about this, and Jeff called in last time, and we he vehemently defended the fact that he takes the dog to stores with him.
Right.
The dog is a part of his family. He's made it a part of his own. And, Frank, I have to say, over the weekend, I've joined the ranks of people that take their dogs to pet stores. Not one, but two. I've taken them to two different stores, and I'm now one of those people.
All right, let me just set the scene here. Did you, were you hesitant on whether or not to bring him into the, were you hesitant to even bring him at all? Were you hesitant in the beginning?
No, I was kind of excited to bring him out. I wanted to, okay, I wanted to show him off a little bit.
You actually, all right, what, you actually got excited to the point where you had butterflies in your stomach?
No, no, not like that. I mean, you put him in the car, you drive and you go to the store and bring him in. It's no big deal.
Now, was he on a leash or you were holding him in your hands?
We have a leash. You have to have a leash.
So you were walking with this mongrel.
Excuse me? Excuse me?
Well, he's a half-breed, and half-breeds are mongrels.
Oh, and your son is a what?
when I say
your son, Frank, when I say your son, I'm talking, of course, about Luca. Don't make me walk up to the second floor and beat him for you. Shut your mouth about my dog. All right, Frank. So, yeah, you call my dog a mongrel. You're a big man. Who cares?
Okay.
Who cares?
Ken, you were walking your dog with your chest pressed out, you know, just being as proud a parent as you possibly could, couldn't you?
No, I'm not. I went to Petco because it was Valentine's Day, and my girlfriend wanted to get a picture taken with the dog.
All right.
They were... What was that noise? I think I heard something.
All right.
What's going on over there?
No, could you rewind and repeat what you just said before I fell?
It was Valentine's Day. We took the dog to the vet. And then after the vet, we got something to eat. And then we went to Petco to get our picture taken with the dog.
Excuse me? Wait a second. You, all right, you're telling me that, are you saying that you had your photo taken with your dog in the same picture?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with having a picture of you and your dog?
That is.
The picture, by the way, I can't show the picture.
What happened to you?
I can't show the picture because it was, you know, I gave it to my girlfriend to have. Because, you know, if I have that around, I would just be forced to stare at it all day. What do you mean, what happened to me? Frank?
Ken, what happened to you? You know that's gay. Come on. Taking pictures with your dog? Was it you, your dog, and Amanda in the same photo?
Yes.
As though the dog was your child?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
That is just as awful as people who send Christmas cards with their fucking dogs on them.
But I'm not sending it to anybody, nor am I showing it to anybody. That's just what I. That's what I do. I don't know.
Ken, you went to a store and paid to.
I have another confession to make. We were both wearing red.
Oh my God. Ken, what happened to you, dude? What? Where did it go wrong, man?
What do you mean? What went wrong?
I would never even consider the thought of taking a photo with my dog, let alone going somewhere and letting somebody take a... How embarrassed were you when people were walking up and down the aisles and you were sitting there smiling with your fucking dog?
There was a very, very long line of people that were doing it. So, I mean, I was in a store of people that were there to do this. So,
were you embarrassed when you were taking the photo?
Well,
yes or no?
There's no, because... And let me tell you why. When I first walked in, there was somebody there with their pet. They were getting a picture of just them and the animal. Now, when I say the pet and the animal, and I'm not saying puppy or dog, it's because this person had a fucking well-groomed llama in fucking Petco standing there in front of a backdrop full of fucking Valentine hearts. with a picture of a llama. And the thing is, they said, you know, I figured I'd get him cleaned up and get a nice picture of him, you know, so I can have it. And I think that's a little more pathetic, getting yourself and a fucking animal that's not even a dog. It's a fucking barnyard animal.
That's a little more acceptable because it's a more of a rugged animal.
How is that acceptable?
Don't try and brush it off to somebody else.
If I bring in a billy goat and it's just me and a fucking goat, that's acceptable?
Maybe he was doing some type of farm advertisement of some sort. I don't know. But listen.
No, it was just a lady who wanted it. She put the fucking, first of all, she puts the fucking thing in a fucking trailer. She's dragging with her fucking SUV. It can't be that. She can't love it that much. It's in a fucking trailer. Although,
did you pet the llama?
I didn't want it to fuck. It looked like it was going to nip at people. But I did stand by it. And I did take a picture holding the dog next to the llama. I will. Okay. I have that picture. I will post it. I will post it on the Heroes Talk forums at RadioBronzeFans.com.
Could we
I
get
promise
back to the photo, please?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Please describe the positions that you were in when the photo was taken.
Well, the photo was taken. We had to stand next to each other, and we had to hold, and I held the dog in between us. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? And again, we can't hear you, Jeff.
Okay. What you did that day is more gayer than when you and Amanda went to New York City and took a picture in front of that love sculpture.
So wait a minute.
What you're doing is more fucking gay.
You're saying that something I'm doing with my girlfriend is gay.
Yes. It's corny. It's corny.
No. You said it was gay.
It's corny.
So how heterosexual is it to whine and cry and ruin your day for your kids at a fucking animated movie at 40 years old? 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Nostalgia Show. Is that you, Jeff?
Yes, it is.
How are you, sir?
Jeff, have you ever went to a place and had a picture taken with your dog?
Yes. Frank, the other day I showed you a picture of my brand new puppy.
Yes.
And you said something to the effect of, I don't know, it's kind of ugly.
What?
I never said that.
Oh, my God. You're heartless, Frank. I bet you call babies gay. Babies are gay until they're men.
Jeff,
and then it's cool
Jeff,
to be friends with a man.
He backed me up. He was right there in the room and was shocked when you said it as well.
Jeff, is that why you left the room in a huff?
I didn't want to stay, but...
Jeff,
so wait, hold on a second. I said the dog was ugly. Frank, I just said that I didn't like the angel.
Showing someone a picture of one's dog is like showing a picture of a new baby boy, you know, a new child. And you said to your mom, like, man, you have an ugly baby.
I never said it was an ugly dog. You yourself called it your illegitimate child, number one.
So
did
wait,
you do not.
Can we get back to the fact that Jeff has a dog? You have Pronto, right?
No, I just got a new one.
Now, why did you get a new dog?
It's a whole long story.
Okay.
Needless to say...
we have a half an hour.
I wanted to make myself feel better after a really bad day, and this thing really... kind of jumped out at me, and I had to buy him right then and there.
Now, you bought this last weekend?
Yeah.
I think there was something in the air, Jeff. That's when I bought my dog.
I know.
It's amazing. It's amazing how these
Frank
things
call,
work out.
Did Frank call your dog hideous and ugly, too?
No, he didn't. He called it a mongrel half-breed and called the fact that it was it's in its infancy. It's a puppy. He says that's gay.
I never... All right, first
you think,
of all...
You think it's gay to have puppies. Meanwhile, you had two. And you had girly ones.
I
think he's just jealous of dogs with working dicks.
Hey Jeff, yeah. Listen. I never said the dog was ugly. I just said it's a black and white. It's a Pomeranian. Is that it?
It's a what is it? A Papillon? I'm
it's
seeing
a Papillon.
There's a picture on thewhatshow.com.
It's a black and white Papillon. It looks like a border collie. I just thought usually Papillon.
How does it look like a border collie?
Border collies are black and white. It's a black and white dog. I just thought that it was.
You use the word generic, and you go. I would have gone with something a little bit more attractive.
No, I would have gotten the Papillon.
Andy Graf, can you please call in and back me up?
I never called your dog ugly,
Frank. You called it ugly. Just apologize, please. Just apologize. You've
Frank,
hurt his
Frank,
feelings.
Frank, would you agree you had nothing positive to say about the dog?
I said it was cute, and I said that,
You certainly did not.
I did not. Ed McGrath is saying, I don't remember Frank said it was, he did not say it was ugly. I just said, I didn't like the angel ears, number one, and number two, it was black and white. The Papillon is not really known to be black and white. I thought it was like a weak color.
Here comes the equalizer. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Foundry Music Jeff of The What Show and a delusional crazy man who lives in a basement. Who's this?
This is Ed.
Ed McGrath, how are you? We're trying to settle something. Jeff claims that when he proudly showed his new puppy, Frank was less than enthused. How did it go down?
Did I say the dog was
rejected
ugly?
Rejected it wholeheartedly.
Rejected yes. It, called it ugly.
Ed, be neutral here.
Ed, speak
no, I will
the
be,
truth.
I will be neutral. I will give you what I remember. I wasn't paying attention 100%. I was probably looking at porn, but that's neither here nor there. But Frank definitely did not have a positive reaction towards the dog. I don't know if he ever flat out called it ugly. I don't remember that.
Ah, you are the worst, Ed.
I knew you were the worst. I distinctly remember you saying the word Jesus in response to what Frank had said about my dog.
Well, he was watching porn.
Oh.
Yeah, so. Anyway.
Jeff, I'm kidding, Jeff. I think it's a lovely dog.
Sure you do,
I feel bad for Pronto, because Pronto you've had for many years, and all of a sudden you bring a new dog into the mix, and it's just unfair to Pronto, that's all.
Yeah, well, whatever, Frank. You don't know anything about dogs. I'm just telling you that right now. Thank you for calling the show, guys. I appreciate it.
Later.
Thank you. That's the whatshow.com. Thewhatshow.com. Okay. Now, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Why am I hearing an echo from you? anyway, as I was saying, Frank, we took him to get our picture taken, and then we walked around. We bought some things, some chew toys or whatever,
some toys, some cutesy little toys for the little dog. Is that what you little boy?
Oh,
for the little puppy.
Oh, you've never done that. You've never done any of that. You're all man.
Did you buy a little pull rope for the little puppy?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
No, he didn't. But I did walk him up and down the aisle, and I was kind of wondering, like, what's going to happen when he has to piss or when he has to shit? What am I going to do? This is the first time I've ever had an animal in a store. And as I'm wondering this, I feel a little tug on the leash. I look down, and I see a puddle directly under the door. He pissed in the fucking store. So I'm like, what the fuck do I do? I don't have anything. I can't wipe this up. I don't know. So I proceed to ignore it and walk away.
Oh, that's a great pet owner you got there.
We walked away, and then as I turned the corner, I saw the station where they have the spray bottles and the paper towels. So I'm like, okay, I can take care of this. I grab some of the stuff. I grab the spray bottle. And now I'm down on my hands and knees like some kind of a migrant worker cleaning up piss from a linoleum floor at a fucking retail outlet, a retail chain. Cleaning up piss, and I'm like, this is exactly what Frank what he hates about it.
Why wasn't a photo taken of that? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, because there was no cute backdrop for us to stand in front of while I was cleaning up piss.
I see.
So we're walking around a while, and it comes to a point where we're picking out stuff. We have a basket full of shit that we're gonna buy the dog, and at one point I look down, and like, the dog had been running around. I look down and I see a puddle of piss. But I don't know if it's his, because he's not near it. And it's kind of like a lot of piss. And I don't know if it's his. It could be, but I wasn't sure. And I'm not about to go clean up somebody else's piss. So if there was the off chance that it wasn't his, I basically just said, nah, not mine. Not mine. And I left it there. It probably was his. But I didn't see it happen. And I didn't see it under him. So I had to assume
that. Was his penis wet?
I'm not gonna go. What am I gonna do? Let me see. Come on. Let me see that crusty little dick hair.
No, you could pick it up and you pick it up and you see if some of the hairs are a little wet that have come out the tip.
But
of
he had
penis.
Pissed before.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know if this is his piss or not. It probably was. I'm gonna say that it probably was his piss. I just didn't want to clean it up again. So
do you wipe his pecker after he pees or no?
No, I do not.
Okay.
And I don't. It'll dry.
Okay.
Do you wipe your dog's dick?
Sometimes I take paper towel and wipe his dick. Sometimes.
So now you've never taken your dog out to the store ever. How would you feel if your dog pissed in a store? Now you have to get on your hands and knees and clean up piss.
I'm fine with it. I don't mind my dog's piss because he's my dog. I've taken my dog once to a store. As you know, my dog's ding-dong is always sticking out, so I held him with my arms underneath his armpits, if you will, and his dick just facing the whole fucking world to see with his red little juicy ding dong sticking out.
And that's the worst way to hold, because now you're just holding him like he's something repulsive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't love your dogs. You don't admit it. You do not love your dogs.
I love him. I love my dog to death. I love him to death. He's a nice old man. I love him.
Let me ask you something, Frank. Your dog's gonna die unless you suck his penis.
What the fuck?
I can't even fucking contain myself. Would you do it?
Of course not.
He's already ready for you. He's always ready for you.
No, no, no. I don't go there.
Okay, fine. You won't do that.
No.
So that's fine. So we went to Petco, then PetSmart. Two stores, and he pissed in both of them. Twice in one, as I said before. I wasn't sure if it was actually his, so I kind of left it. It was soaking up into like a bag of biscuits or something that someone threw on the floor. I'm not sure. The jury's out on that one, so I don't feel bad. But imagine working there. Like, you know, you occasionally have to mop the floor, but now you're mopping up piss.
Yeah.
And dog shit.
Well, yeah. You know, it's part of the territory. Yeah, I mean,
Jeff is saying in the Pal Talk room, he says, you just leave it there for the store help to pick it up. Fuck them. I feel bad because if I know it's my dog, I feel like I have to.
Did you feel like you were part of the crowd now when you were with your dog and other people had their? Did you feel like when you know how like when you drive a car and somebody has the same car as you, you beat the horn to let them know that you have this little camaraderie?
I hate that.
When you were seeing somebody with their dog walking, did you wink at the other person and say, "Hey, I got a dog too"?
I want to avoid it at all costs, and I can't because anytime somebody comes with a dog, I think, "Oh, new dog? How old? What's his name? Male or female? Blah, blah, blah." The same questions over and over. Now I got to hear, you know, how they got their dog. He's so smart. He knows all his fucking toys. He eats this and he does that. He's so quiet. He makes it through the night. Oh, who gives a fuck? Shut up and keep moving.
And you're not really a fan of small talk.
I don't like small talk. I don't like it. I don't need to know you. Let the dog fucking sniff your dog's asshole. Sniff your dog's face and then I'll walk away.
You are a hypocrite.
I'll walk away. Why am I a hypocrite?
Because you, in fact, brought the dog in there to get attention, just like the way FM Jeff does.
Actually, I brought the dog in to get a picture of him with my girlfriend. So I didn't necessarily bring him in to get attention. But when we did go into a pet store without him, I felt like I should have had him there with me. But we did not.
What are some of the toys you bought him?
We got him like some bones to chew on. A fucking ring toss thing that he can chew on.
Mostly, I hope you bought him a nice rawhide bone. He takes a nice diarrhea up in your fucking couches.
We did get him a rawhide bone. But he's not allowed on the couches, Frank. He's learning the off command. Off.
Off. Right, Teddy? Yeah, you're passed out.
He's passed out asleep. Frank, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, one thing I don't like is small talk. And it happens a lot with the dogs. But occasionally, small talk can lead to something. I don't like it. I don't like it, Frank, but it can lead to something that's kind of shocking. Something that's a little bit off-putting, let's just say. I was out, met up with Shawnee Murphy and my buddy Bob Silvers, a good friend of mine, good friends of mine. We were talking afterwards. We were standing in the parking lot after we had just had this, like, you know, we're drinking conversation type thing, and now we're standing talking outside, and I'm like, you know, I do like talking to you guys, but, you know, what do I say? I mean, it seems like we should keep it going. So I mentioned, you know, pizza. I had pizza that day or something. We just talked about it, and we started talking about this one pizza place that's down the street from me, and it's a decent place. I like the pizza. We get the pizza there like every Friday or whatever. You know, we have pizza, eat the slices or whatever. It's a decent place. We go there. If I had to say I had a pizzeria, it would be my pizzeria. And I said, do you remember that one kid that worked there? You know, he's a little bit fruity, a little bit outgoing. Get the gay vibe from him. He was always kind of creepy. And they're like, yeah, we remember him. Everybody remembered the one guy. He wasn't so creepy to keep you from going to the place, but he was creepy enough that everybody knew him as the creepy guy. And I'm like, yeah, he kind of looked like a lizard. He was creepy. And I'm like, yeah, man. And then there's something else about that place. I think, like, back in 2002, someone died in the dough mixer. I'm like, are you kidding? I thought this was bullshit. The next morning, Frank, I'm sent a link that says a teenager was crushed to death last Saturday or last Sunday when he was pulled into an industrial-sized spiral mixer while cleaning it. This report published by Reuters said that the kid, 16, of Nekong, was caught in the machine while cleaning it in the back of the pizzeria shop. The owner and the other employees ran to his help, heard his screams, but they arrived too late. Frank, the employee that was killed in the dough mixer was the very same kid I was disparaging and writing off as the creepy kid. Apparently, creepy kid was very diligent, wanted to clean the dough maker. He's just happy, loving his job. Now he's all chopped up in the dough. And this happened 2002. I've probably eaten pizza there every Friday since like 98. What do I do now? I mean, I can't go back. I can't undo this event.
So you continue to eat pizza with dough that was that massacred a human being.
Is that what you're saying? But the thing is, I didn't know about this. Right. I didn't know about this, and now that I know about it, I mean, I'm still probably going to eat there because
I could never eat at a place like that again. It would repulse me too, because you know that there was blood and crushed bones and stuff like that in that fucking mixer.
And they said it was industrial sized. And this isn't a fucking big place. This is a very small hole in the wall place. They charge like fucking $8 for a pizza. They're not making a lot of money.
Right. And you know they're not going to buy a new machine.
They're not buying a new machine. They'll clean it as best they can, spray it down.
So you have this guy's body on your fucking pizza.
Exactly. I mean, Spickle says maybe they bought a new mixer. A guy died inside of this fucking mixer. How easy is that to replace? I don't care. Maybe they took a part of it out. Maybe they cleaned. Either way, it's a strong likelihood that some of it is now touching, you know, new pizzas.
It's a strong likelihood that you're eating this human being, is what it is.
Or I've eaten. I've probably eaten this human being. I could probably unwittingly become a cannibal.
I could never eat if I knew that's, you know, if there was like a factory, or like a chocolate factory or something where somebody died because they got sucked in the machine. I could never eat there again. I couldn't. You hear
these rumors about a place. But now what if this was your pizza place? You go there, you get pizza, and you've been getting pizza there, and you're in my situation where you find out that years ago, and, you know, something happened. And you had been going there ever since, not knowing this. Something disgusting happened to some of the equipment they used to make your food. What would you do? There's nothing you can do, Frank. You've been doing what you're trying to avoid by not going there anymore.
Right. I mean, there's nothing
I've been eating this fucking kid for the last 7 years. I've been chewing on, smiling, eating more slices than I probably should.
Is that why you shit three times a day, you think?
It could be. It could be. I have creepy kid's revenge from this fucking pizza place. I didn't like him then, so now he's getting me back in death.
There was a store near me, not near me, a little, you know, about a half hour or so away, and it was a pornography store. It had like
a what store? A what store?
A pornography.
It had like porno.
A pornography.
Pornography.
Pornography. And it had like the
Did they sell things that were produced by photography?
No. You know, like,
well, what
adult
about videography?
Films.
You fucking idiot. Continue.
And it was, you know, they had the booths and things of that nature. I did not go there, of course.
So it was like a rub and tug. People go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know, okay.
And,
sure.
And then they changed it. They sold it and changed it to a luncheonette.
So now it's like a nice sandwich shop. People sit down there with their kids, give them a PBJ.
And I always noticed they kept the same door. That I would never go. Would you ever go? Would you eat at that place ever?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like they made food before. I mean,
but the door, you know that door has jizz on it.
Not anymore. I mean, how long have you seen jizz stick around? Eventually it turns into dust and, you know, it's all good.
I will not eat at a place. I will not eat at a restaurant that has the same mailman as a pornography store. In other words, if there's a the same mailman has a route, and if he can go, if there's a pornography store on his route and a restaurant on his route, and it's the same mailman, I will not eat at that restaurant. Because that mailman is transferring fluids from the pornography store to the restaurant.
So you think that people are just, you know, they have their hands awash in semen when they're handling their mail? That's what you think. The pornography store, as you say, is just keeping their hands sopped in jizz just that for the moment that the postal service guy comes by to pick up a package so that they can infect food at a restaurant that the mailman's going to go to. This
well,
is
you
what
never
you're
know.
Thinking?
You never know. You never know.
I don't know. But I do kinda...
Let me ask you this question, Kenneth.
Oh, continue, please.
Say you Francis. Had a favorite diner, okay?
Yeah, sure.
And you found out that last night somebody with a dreaded disease opened up his veins and spurted his blood all over the diner. Was running around the diner.
Well, what kind of disease is it? Is it a blood disease?
It's yes.
It's a blood disease, and he's squirting his blood disease all over the diner.
Yes.
Is he hitting silverware or plates? Or
he just spurting it out all over the place, running around, spurting it out all over the place, okay?
Everywhere.
Right. But then they clean it up.
Let me ask you, if you mean everywhere, is he just in the vestibule?
The whole fucking restaurant!
So not just on the little place where they have the business cards.
Everywhere!
Did he get any on the little picture of the sponsored Little League team?
Yes. Now, even if they clean that place up, will you eat there ever again?
What about the little chopped up, disgusting, dry cookies by the register?
And the mints as well.
Really? Okay. Thanks, Alki. I would not eat there, especially if I knew that it happened. I probably wouldn't have gone to this pizza place if I knew that it hacked up the creepy kid inside some kind of a stuffed crust fucking pepperoni pie. I wouldn't have eaten there. But I did, because I didn't know. If I didn't know that some kind of a crazy AIDS man was shooting his fucking shame and misfortune and AIDS all over the salad bar, if I knew it, I wouldn't go. And I certainly wouldn't get the radishes, because they're gross anyway. Frank, I mean, it's all about being aware of these things. If you know, you're not gonna go there. If you don't know, you'll probably go. But the thing is, that's you. You just assume this has already happened. These are the scenarios you create in your head. This is why you don't go to a place, because you think that may have already happened. Some crazy man may have opened a vein inside a Chick-fil-A. Now I'm not going to get the fucking number 5 grilled chicken combo with the really, really good coleslaw. Why aren't you open on Sundays, Chick-fil-A? What's the deal? Sorry, I'm off on a tangent here, Frank.
Are you done?
Yes. Yes.
Jesus.
I mean, there are these restaurant rumors, things that people say happen. Yo, did you hear what happened? You even took me to a place. You exposed me to one of these. You said there was a mob hit at one of these diners by you.
Well, something like that. There was somebody was killed in the parking lot, and I still continue to go to the diner.
And that's okay because it was in the parking lot.
Exactly.
But what if he shot him in the restaurant and he stumbled out into the parking lot and died? And that's where they drew the chalk outline and that's where everything happened.
I'd find a new diner.
You would, but it's just probably a strong likelihood that maybe he was bleeding inside that diner. Will you ever go there again? You don't know, so you may as well assume, right? Is that how it works?
I see your point.
We had this one bagel place. For those who know, it was called PK's Bagels. There are people that do know this. And they had a bit of a transgendered-looking person that worked there. And being in high school in my town, we're not really exposed to that, you know, type of person very often. So there was a rumor going around the school that this person was gay and he was just jerking off into the cream cheese. And this was just completely acceptable to high school kids. We're like, oh, God, naturally. The guy's got to be some kind of a fucking fag. Jizzing in the cream cheese. Like, this is acceptable practice. He can't be fired, you know. Nobody would ever catch him doing this.
In my high school, we used to have yellow soap. It was like industrial yellow soap. It stunk like chemicals in the bathroom. And then we found out that people were undoing the little plastic soap container thing and urinating in it because it looked like the same thing. And they urinated in those things. And
so you didn't use it anymore?
I never use it again.
That's right. Well, similarly, I heard these rumors about this guy jizzing in the cream cheese. Now, I don't eat cream cheese, but, you know, why would he stop there? Maybe he's popping one off into the batter. How do I know? So I didn't go there anymore. The place eventually changed ownership and just became a different bagel place, and now I go there every day. I don't know what it is. I mean, it's not about the place. It's more about, you know, how often is this rumor in my face? How often am I hearing this rumor?
Right, and I guess how long ago it happened as well, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, is there ever a time, Frank, that you've refused to go to a place because of something you've heard?
I refuse to go to a diner because I heard that it was an Indian. Are you familiar with Asian Indian food?
Why would you ask this?
Well, I'm just trying to bring into the conversation.
Well, I mean, yes, I've heard of the fact that
there were
Indians and there are Asians, and yes, they probably have their own cuisine. Sure, I've heard.
There were rumors that the guy was cutting the chickens on the sidewalk, and I refused to eat there.
Are you serious?
Yes, I swear to Christ.
So people really believe. Sorry. People really believe that he was going through the effort of dragging the chickens out to the sidewalk.
He was bringing them to the sidewalk and killing them.
Why would he do this? And why would you believe
that? We don't know.
Did you see blood on the sidewalk?
No, I didn't even look. I didn't even look.
So because of that, you didn't go to the place ever again?
Well, I was supposed to go there. There was some type of gathering, and I refused to go because I knew what had happened, and I didn't go there because of that.
No, because you heard what you thought happened.
Yes.
Now, did that experience or that knowledge turn you off of Indian food? Like, are you ever able to try an Indian restaurant, or are you always going to picture them?
I will never have it again. No,
you picture them butchering animals on the front steps.
Yes, on the steps they were butchering them.
Jeff in the Paddock Room is saying, why did the chicken die on the road? Oh, man. I don't know, Frank. I think it's just madness. Absolute madness. And I don't think I'm going to stand for it anymore. I don't think I'm going to stand for it. I think this was a good episode of the DJ New Style Show. How about you?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, okay. Very, very good. Thank you for being a part of it. Episode 201. Check out DJNewStyleShow.com. So tomorrow night we'll be playing an episode of The Awful Hour. Go to TheAwfulHour.com. Yeah, I know it's not a new episode, but we'll be playing something you might not have heard before. Thursday night, Best in Show. Check them out every Monday and Thursday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern. Frank, do you have anything you want to say?
But this is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. Hey, Ken, do you have anything you want to say?
Bedtime. Good boy.
Bedtime. I'm good, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Hasha. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.